Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is forming intimate bonds with others. So, what's that mean to you, an intimate bond with somebody?
Good morning, Jess. Just means feeling close to that person. That there's a bond, you feel a bond with that person, you're bonding with them. It's being yourself and that person being their self, and nobody trying to change each other, just both people being themselves. And it doesn't mean that sometimes it doesn't get messy, because in intimate relationships, it does get messy. We've all got work to do. We get into, whether it's a male or female, doesn't matter. We're still going to have to do our work if we get into intimate relationships, because that person is going to mirror all your stuff and you're going to mirror theirs. And so there are going to be moments that you just have to go in the trenches. That's what I call it, going in the trenches, just meaning that, you know, you may have disagreements, you may roll around in the mud a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's okay. It's just part of what brings people closer. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I was just telling you the other day that, you know, you and I have things got a little messy there for a couple of days. See, my mind likes to tell me, like, those are the kind of things, like it'll be over. But it actually had the opposite effect. It actually made me feel more connected and closer to you after us just both being honest about where we are with each other.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. Honesty. Even when it's hard to say the words, to still tell the truth, right?
Yeah, even if it's messy.
Yeah.
So, and even if you know you're making a fool of yourself, I guess just being honest about it. And I don't know, more and more I am able to just be me more than I ever have been.
Right.
In any relationship ever. But it also takes two people. Like, it can't just be one person, right? I mean, it has to be two willing individuals.
Yeah,
that want to form that bond.
Yeah, you can't have an intimate bond if both people aren't participating in some way. You know, if one person's people pleasing, the other one's doing their work, that's not going to work out so good. Both people have to do their work.
Yeah, for sure. And do you think you need to have that intimate bond with yourself too?
Absolutely. I think it should begin there. It may not always begin there, but it probably should begin there. Building an intimate relationship with ourselves, meaning we don't judge ourselves, meaning that we accept ourselves, that we can make mistakes. We can admit our mistakes. Yeah. Being kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was just thinking too, you know, those bonds last. Like, they don't go away, because there's even people from, you know, my past that I still feel bonded with in my heart. Like, exactly. I can still think of them, and I still feel that feeling as if, like, I haven't talked to them, but I can still feel that bond. Like, it's, yes. I think it's forever.
Yes, it is. It's a good point, Chas. You're right. It lasts forever. Even if the relationship isn't, you know, doesn't, maybe it could go, but it doesn't mean that you're still not always connected to them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. True. And I'm even thinking with certain, people in my family where, we were really bonded at one time. I mean, it's changed, but I still, again, feel that feeling. Like, it'll always be there.
Yeah, it will. It'll always be there.
So do you think you probably need to have an open heart to form an intimate bond, right? Like, you can't go in with a closed heart. That's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, even if you go in with a closed heart, you have to begin to open it. You have to start to take risks to build an intimate relationship. You know, in the beginning, you may go in, you know, not trusting because you've been hurt or something in the past. We all have. And, you know, you're scared, which is something you mentioned before. Like, and I can relate to this too, as you mentioned about how you, people had to pursue you. The guy had to pursue you, or the girl, the friend, had to pursue you. And now you're learning to take some initiative and not always put the responsibility on somebody else.
Right? It's very strange. It's very strange, but it's changed.
No, it's just progress on your part.
It's no, it's progress. Good. It's good. I'd never want somebody to have to do that with me.
No.
Again.
And nor should anybody have to work harder than the other person.
Yeah.
It needs to be two people working out. Person working harder.
Yeah, it's got to be reciprocated.
Yeah, because, you know, it can give us a false sense of security if we think that person needs us or that you're fawning over us or, you know, giving up everything for us. No, it'll blow up. Yeah. I promise.
It will.
It'll blow up.
It will blow up. Yes, it will. Yeah. No, I came in, oh my gosh, I came in so guarded and trust issues, but I don't know, something in me just kept, I don't know, I guess I just, I want something more. I think I always have. And so, I don't know, I just had to fight through all that stuff. I've had to just really work through it and just keep telling on myself and, just reveal parts of myself that I haven't wanted to reveal. But I was talking, we were in our little group the other night with the women in our circle, and that is the place where I feel seen. Like, I can always count on that. I can always count on being seen there, and I can always count on feeling that bond with those women. Yeah. I can always count on feeling that connection.
Yeah, that's another thing is, both people have to see each other for who they are, not for who we want them to be. We don't want to go and think we're going to change people how we want them to be. We have to like who they are already.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, being seen, I think, is a really, it didn't used to be an important thing to me. I just wanted somebody to fill a space. I didn't care if they could see me or not. Just make me feel this way. So, I see I'm still, you know, working on not choosing that, but being seen is important. That's an important part of an intimate bond for me too.
Right. Yep. I can see why, Chess. It is important. Yeah. And, you know, these forming intimate bonds, it's a lot of work. So I wouldn't recommend that you try several at one time.
Oh, like, no.
Like, those kind of relationships do take a lot of effort and a lot of work on both parts. So, but it can be life-changing because we, you know, not only do we get to, does each person get to heal some of their wounds, but it also brings two people closer together.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, you can count on that person to be there.
Yeah.
That's important. You know, my head likes to play the lonely story and everybody's going to leave, but another part of me knows, you know, I am bonded with people in my life and I know I can count on them. I know that.
Yeah. And the funny part is it's just a projection because who is the one that left?
Yeah, it was me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You left. So before the other person left, so you didn't have
always
to feel
did.
That feeling.
Yeah. Some part of me must have known that I chose people that were going to leave though, because I proved that I do choose those people. It just looked a different way. So I did leave before they would. So.
Yeah, but you did. It wasn't, no, because it happened in our relationship too, and I didn't do anything that you needed to do that for. So, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just trying to, it gets too close, it gets scary, and we just, you know, swing to another branch.
Yeah.
Like the
too close. Tree.
Yep. Yeah, we get scared. Rather than build the intimacy and continue to go forward, we may put our brakes on and head a different direction.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Intimacy can be scary.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we have deep trust issues from childhood that we're still trying to work on.
Yep. Sabotage and love. That's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep. Too close. Too scary.
Yep.
Can feel intrusive if you're not used to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
It really can. I've had, I don't know, you might have said this to me before, but when, if you remember when you've called me like more than once in a row because you didn't reach me the first time, that it felt like you were stalking me.
Yep. I
was like,
yep.
huh? Mm-hmm. It's like, what? I
can't be too needy. Yep.
Yeah, can't let that person know you need them. Even if you need them, right?
I think I've made some steps with that. Now I'll just say I've been looking for you. I'm coming to find you. Yeah. So I must not feel, I don't know what that is. If that's a feeling of shame for needing. So I don't know what the feeling is. It's shame.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, Chassie used to turn your phone off and only turn it on when you wanted. So you were the one that was actually...
Yeah.
So it's all a projection. You're the one that was trying to control and avoid and whatever you're doing there.
Yeah.
We're always projecting our stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm a little better with, I do have needs today.
Yes. Yes.
And so do you.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
We all do. Yeah. And we need people too. As much as, you know, we may think that, oh, you know, I got this. No, we need people. We all need people. We're wired for connection. A lot of people. It just has to be the right people.
Yeah.
What was that quote that I heard on a podcast? I think I already said it on here before, but, you know, our world isn't getting smaller. It's just got more intimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Better to have a few people that can see you than a whole bunch of people around you that have no clue.
Exactly.
That's a lonely feeling.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, taking care of other people, fixing that codependent behavior can feel like it's feeling the loneliness. Because codependents like to be needed. But it really doesn't, because then, you know what, then you got to look for the next person and the next person. And it's just a never-ending cycle of trying to avoid our own loneliness rather than just face it. Okay, all right, so what?
Yeah.
You know, it probably comes, for me, it stems from childhood. I was alone. I felt alone in that house. I spent a lot of time alone. My sister and I did not have common interests at all. And,
So what's your word today?
Just going to invite peace in today. Peace of God. The peace beyond understanding. I think I'm going to choose that one for a while. I want the peace beyond understanding more than I want anything. I've had it in different areas of my life. I know how miraculous it is, and it's unexplainable, but it's wonderful. That's what I want today, the peace of God, peace beyond understanding.
Yeah, that's some deep peace.
I know, some deep stuff. I'm going for it. How about you?
I'm going to go with truth. Just going to try and stay out of my head. Just keep it. Keep going back to truth. Keep going back to truth. Yep.
Yep.
So, any last thoughts?
No, I would just, you know, I would say to any viewer out there that wants to isolate themselves, shut down, pull inward, it's okay to pull inward for a little bit. the pulling card to sort things out and then come back out again. But if you're shut down to the point where you're not letting anybody in, I highly, highly recommend that you begin to take baby steps with that. You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And there's other kind of intimacies too. I want to add this. So when I came into recovery, I had never shared all my secrets or the secrets of my family growing up. I never shared any of that with anybody. But then when I got into therapy, I started to share, and I started to see the value of sharing, how it was freeing me to just speak my truth out loud. So, yeah, but for all those years, I felt very alone because I didn't have anybody to share. I didn't, well, it's not I didn't have anybody. I wasn't willing to. Not until I felt safe enough. And as long as I was paying my therapist, I felt safe. That sounds twisted, but that was how I started, is I had to pay her so I wouldn't feel like she was doing me a favor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it was felt more like a transaction, but it also she also made it very safe for me and gave me some really good guidance. So, yeah. And then after that, I could start expanding it. You know, I started, got a sponsor and so forth. But, began to talk in meetings more and share more of the things that I hadn't shared before. But it was a process.
Yeah.
It really was, you know, the relationship between a sponsor and a therapist is very intimate. Relationship sometimes with a therapist and a client is intimate in the way that it's a very sacred space. It's a very sacred space between two people. Sharing an experience, right? So, yeah.
Yep. There's other laying all your crap out there. I mean, yeah, that's pretty intimate.
Better have some trust. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's other ways to have intimate relationships too, but mainly we just don't want to be alone and we want to be able to share our stuff so that we don't feel alone and we feel that other people understand and are there for us.
Yep.
And that's all I got now.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com. And also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!